This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join us. This is WGOD. This is where God is always broadcasting. You know, He is always broadcasting 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's up to you and I to tune in to His frequency. And His frequency is in the Word of God. I know the secret. I share it with you. God is always broadcasting. He's always speaking 24 hours a day when you go to where He speaks in His Word. Here today, this is part three of a message I think is going to stretch out all week. Here it is Wednesday now. We're looking at the Lord's letter to the lukewarm church. I once heard my good friend here at East Coast Christian Center, Dan Stahlbaum, describe. He gave the best definition I've ever heard for this word lukewarm, and that is to be the same temperature as your surroundings. Certainly we could say that's worldliness. If you have an old Thompson Chain reference Bible, when you look up on the side column next to this, it calls this spiritual condition half-heartedness. Many people, myself included, believe this is the representation of the church at the end of the age, the last church. Many think that these seven churches represent all of the epochs of the church, from the very first church, the one in Ephesus, to the church that's going to be alive and sick at the end of the age. It's described as the same temperature as your surroundings and half-heartedness. And it's a condition we're going to see. It just turns the Lord's stomach and makes Him sick. Part three now of this message, the lukewarm church.
Better dig a little deeper before you go believe in a bunch of muck like that. All right, onward. We see who Jesus is. He's no baby in a manger, not this time. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Verse 15. He says, I know your works. I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. Let me read verse 16 too. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew or I will vomit you out of my mouth. Yikes. So what describes the church today? Lukewarm. And like the other six churches we've looked at, you yourself could find yourself as a member of the lukewarm church. The great Bible teacher G. Campbell Morgan says, lukewarmness is the worst form of blasphemy. Lukewarm. The same temperature as your surroundings. Having one foot in the kingdom and one foot in the world is lukewarm. Now this condition makes the Lord, according to His own words, it just makes Him want to vomit. Makes Him sick. I love my old Thompson Chain reference Bible. You wouldn't believe what it has in the margin for this spiritual condition, lukewarm. Here it is. Half-heartedness. Half-heartedness. And when you follow this chain in the Thompson Chain Bible, it gives this list of spiritual conditions for the lukewarm church. Lukewarm, half-hearted. Now, as I read these, we're going to see these in these verses. Lukewarm, half-hearted, indifferent, backsliding, formalists, that is, going through the motions, self-righteous, spiritual pride, self-deceived, and spiritually poor and blind, and a church that still has hope. Lukewarm. So a few questions then would only be natural. What is half-heartedness? What makes a person half-hearted? And what's the remedy, right? Those three things. What is it? What makes a person get that way? And if you find yourself there, what can I do about it? Again, let me read the verse. I know your works. You're neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So then, since you are lukewarm, or since you are the same temperature as your surroundings, or since you are just like other people and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Again, what is half-heartedness? Well, just like the word suggests, using half your heart. It's not putting your passion into serving the Lord. So why do some churches do worldly things to get people in the doors? I mean, people don't want the church to be the same as the workplace, right? Or the same as the world. You don't want the church to be the same as your home. You don't want to hear music that's on your iPod. I mean, the church is supposed to be different. I'm talking unbelievers that would come in here. You expect the church to be different. Why would the church embrace worldliness is beyond me. I don't understand. Now, again, regarding half-heartedness. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't mean the occasional time when you're going through the motions, maybe as you pray over your lunch, but rather your way of life. When this describes you, when you're the same temperature as your surroundings, well, follow me here. Now, allow me to poke and prod a little bit, all right? I can do that, right? I only see it for 1 hour once a week, right? Allow me to prod. Have you ever said your prayers half-hearted? Have you ever said grace over your meals half-hearted? Have you ever been indifferent to the things of God? All right, all of us are 100%, right? If you're not, well, he's going to answer this. You ever just go through the motions? Oh, I'll never forget. Every night when we'd eat dinner, it was like this. Four Esposito sons and mother and father. It was, what was it again? It was, God is great, God is good, and we thank him for our food. Amen. We did that 25 years. Every day. Not just once because the Giant game was on. God is great, God is good, and we thank him for our food. Amen. No, don't even say that. Don't waste your time. Don't waste his time. That is just going through the motions here. I'll tell you what. Every soul sitting in this church today who was honest has fallen prey to this spiritual condition. And you see here the real culprit revealed in verse 17. Now, it says, because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing. And then it says this, and you do not know. You do not know. You see, like Eve, like Judas, like all the others, the end times church of Jesus Christ is deceived. Because you say, I need nothing. And then it says, and you do not know. You see, they're deceived. You think that something is something. You think you're all right because of the size of your church, because how many people are in it, because of how big your Sunday school is. You think you're all right. And the Lord says, no, you're not all right. You say, I'm rich, I've become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and you do not know. that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Yikes, what a description is that? If this seven epochs of the church is correct, this is the age that we're living in now. This is the church of today, whose attitude is, we're running fine, thank you very much. We're doing great, tithes are up, and so is attendance. Now come back next week for a 37-week series on tithing. Church, it's not time for a 37-week series on tithing. It's time for an 80-week series on how well do you know the Word of God. That's what it's time for. So the lukewarm church is going through the motions. It's neither cold nor hot and blind to their actual spiritual condition. Why? Well, because of riches. That's the first question. What is half-heartedness? Going through the motions. Half of your heart. No passion. No zeal. As a lifestyle. As a lifestyle. When that defines you. You know, I've said it before many times. We look at the list of people who never make it inside of heaven. And it says drunkard. Not someone who's drunk. But someone who's a drunkard. There's a difference between the noun and the adjective. Anyone can be guilty of the noun. Anyone can commit adultery. Anyone, hear me, anyone is capable of committing adultery that's married anytime. But when you are an adulterer, you'll never see the inside of heaven. The adjective describes you. The noun is an event. Anyone like David can commit that and be forgiven of it. But when this describes you, same as this spiritual condition, lukewarmness. What makes a person half-hearted or lukewarm? I can sum it up in one word. And that word is not riches. The word is worldliness. Worldliness. What an abomination to God. Worldliness and being the same as everybody else. Listen to this verse. I've quoted it many times in here. James 4:4. It says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever, that's not to leave anybody out, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So the lukewarm church does not have 2 feet in the world. It's got 1 foot in the world and the other in the kingdom. And this condition just makes the Lord sick to his stomach. Notice he can even handle it if you're cold. That's an oxymoron, isn't it? Cold Christian? Sort of like worldly Christian?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.